knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Would you look at him?
Jennifer now has her own soapbox music. When I get on my soapbox, it's Rocky, right? When Jennifer gets on her soapbox, it's, who is this?
It's Terry Gibbs.
Terry Gibbs.
One hit wonder from the country
One
charts.
One hit wonder from singing the about, country charts.
She's singing about two-legged roof rats.
Jennifer's soapbox, all about two-legged roof rats. They've it's all hard. Yours, baby.
Well, they've hit hard. And it's just caused me a lot of anxiety to hear that there's people being taken advantage of in the roofing industry. It happens in all industries, but what is being done is probably, from the research I've done, not illegal, but they're very questionable at the best and not very honest. We've got some really heavy-duty marketers kind of planting themselves in neighborhoods over there and convincing people they need a roof, convincing people, hey, don't talk to your insurance company, we'll take care of it for you.
And you're getting most of this feedback from the Far West Valley Surprise Sun City area, right?
I've heard from all kinds of people. The same names come up over and over again. I've talked to insurance companies over there who are just on their, they have them on their radar. These guys have actually come in and threatened lawsuits because they feel like the insurance company is stopping their business. So that all that to be said, we just need to educate everybody to be careful and not to open that door when somebody comes knocking. These companies, so these guys come out, they're sales guys, and so they're in it for the dollar. They're going to get commission if they convince you to buy a new roof and let them take care of the whole thing. And the companies they're representing, we have done research on, they're 4 years old at the most. They have complaints against them. One of them has five, Rosie. They're only 4 years old. Our guys have been in business 30 years and don't have one complaint against them.
That's a real red flag.
So, and then thinking long term, some of the people are really happy. So you go on Yelp and you say, oh, these guys did a great job. The thing is, they've only had the roof for 6 months.
Yeah.
What happens 10 years from now when that roof fails early and this company's no longer around?
Well, and so much of that, and one of our biggest anxieties with Yelp is it's not verified.
It could be themselves.
His mom.
I know, right?
On there with an account. Oh, right. Yeah, he did my roof.
Well, and if you go to this marketing company, they'll hand you a card. If you look it up, they make themselves look like roofers and make themselves look like good guys, but they're not. They're bullies. So just, you know, if you have any questions, call us. If you feel, just don't open the door. If you think you have problems, do like Alan did and call your adjuster and let them come out and look at it. We love our insurance guys at Focus. Clay, I trust him completely to be honest with me and to send me guys who are going to take good care of me. So Clay had three suggestions. When you have damage, you know, secure the property and protect you from more damage. Call Rosie. We love Clay. Call Rosie and get a licensed, you know, reputable contractor and then work with your adjuster. So why should you have to have a middleman for your own adjuster if you have good insurance?
Well, and I think one key detector is if the person in your house is pushing so hard, they're intimidating you. And should you give in? And so we've actually had people call Jennifer at the office and say, well, I've already signed, but they're such scary people. I'm afraid to cancel for what they might do.
And they signed without a number on the bottom, which is illegal.
You cannot sign a blank contract with no dollar amount.
And these two guys came into a home with an elderly couple, each on a walker, the older people. They separated them and spoke to them separately. And she had turned him away first, one of them. Came back as two, bullied their way in and convinced this woman. And she had enough wits about her to go ahead and call the next day and cancel because she realized, hey, she goes, my dad taught me well, Jennifer. I don't know how I did that.
Jennifer on the soapbox. There you go. Two-legged roof rats.
Somebody's knocking. Don't answer that door.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Would you look at him?
And it's the roofing industry isn't the only one susceptible
That's
to
right.
this type of treatment. So
do your homework.
We're just being hit by a flood of these particular specific complaints.
And this time of year, as we take on more storms, it'll just ramp up.
And it happens to all age category homeowners. It happens in all neighborhoods, and it happens all across the great state of Arizona. So what we want to do is, first thing we want to do is turn off Jennifer's mic.
And she's now a call screening.
I guess she's back to call screening. The one thing we want to do, the reason we get up and have done this show for 30 years, the reason I first started the show 30 years ago was primarily to protect the Arizona homeowner, in particular to protect you from making mistakes because of bad information. In the 30 years, Romy, I'm proud to say that there's actually been three or four companies we have literally run out of the state of Arizona that needed to be run out of the state of Arizona, and they're gone. So,
and they did the same thing when challenged. Jennifer was talking about, you know, just coming back and bullying. That's, I mean, that's their first reaction, is to intimidate you into submission. And that's when you really know you've really got a bad apple. Because if it was anyone worth his weight in salt, you'd be like, well, no, I'll prove it. I can prove it.
Yeah.
No, you got to go. You know what? Which reminds me of a quote I want to grab.
Okay.
On that, from earlier. I'm not gonna have time before the break, but I think that was said earlier. You know, we have enough good roofers that are in the state that have been here a long time. There's no reason to, you know, hire somebody new. That
the number one measure of protection is if you didn't solicit them to come on your property, they shouldn't be on your property. Okay? Number one method of protection.